JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Welcome to Roundabout JA. In today's program, Coastal Cleanup Day 2013, and in glimpses of Jamaica, Balaclava Railway Station.
Message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for Gender Equality.
Come Saturday, September 21, thousands of volunteers will be removing pollution and debris from a number of beaches across the island in observance of International Coastal Cleanup Day. So far, some 91 cleanup initiatives have already been registered.
While the National Environment and Planning Agency is organizing a cleanup in the Palisades Port Royal Protected Area and will also be partnering with the UDC for their cleanup at Helsher Bay in St. Catherine, the National Coordinator, the Jamaica Environment Trust, has information on all of the cleanups that will be taking place around the island.
Public Education and Community Outreach Officer, the National Environment and Planning Agency, Darlene Powell. International Coastal Cleanup Day is geared towards the improvement of beaches, coastal regions, and surrounding areas worldwide. It is also the largest volunteer event in the world.
So what we're trying to do is to not only have persons come out and clean the beaches so that, you know, they're more aesthetically pleasing, but also to educate persons about the fact that when you dispose of your garbage in an improper manner, wherever you are in the cities, when you dispose of garbage in our gullies, eventually it finds its way to our coast.
Public Education and Community Outreach Officer at NEPA, Darlene Powell. If you're interested in being part of the activities for Coastal Cleanup Day, simply visit the Jamaica Environment Trust website at jamentrust.org. The theme for International Coastal Cleanup Day 2013 is Trash-Free Seas. A day at the beach can make a world of difference. Did you know that Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan? Its objective is for Jamaica to achieve developed country status by 2030. Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is based on a comprehensive vision: Jamaica, the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. In glimpses of Jamaica, Balaclava Railway Station. The Balaclava Railway Station is a Jamaica-Georgian two-story building constructed of timber throughout. The front wall consists of sash windows and a recessed panel timber doors. Balaclava Railway Station opened in 1892 and closed 100 years later in 1992. Now to our quote from motivational speaker and executive leadership coach, Alvin Day.
Have you ever felt like the earthbound caterpillar? Then believe this, you too can be transformed and soar to heights of mental, spiritual, and material wealth that far exceed the average and normal.
That quote from Alvin Day's book, If Caterpillars Can Fly, So Can I. Visit ifcaterpillarscanfly.com for more information. And that's where we end today's journey Roundabout JA. I'm Prince Moore with student engineer Andre Palmer for producer Ruth and Carr. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.